Aircheckdownloads.com.
From Colfont to Sheddington. Complete news and information for Gloucestershire. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jo Littlehales. A man's died after his car was pushed nearly quarter of a mile along a train track in Worcestershire. The horrific accident happened on a level crossing at Purton near Pershore earlier this morning. British Transport Police say the freight train was travelling at 60 miles an hour when it hit the car. The barriers were down. A knife man's being hunted after an armed raid in a video store in Gloucester last night. It happened at 8:30 when he stormed into the Video Nest shop in Glevon Way in Abbeydale. He threatened the assistant with a knife before making off towards a Safeway supermarket with a quantity of cash. Sergeant Bridget Woodall of Gloucester Police.
It's a white male, aged about 19 years. He had a dark coloured hooded top, which was drawn over his face, and a dark, wispy moustache, and we are appealing for any witnesses. If they could contact either Gloucester Police Station on 521 201 or use Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
The UN says the Bosnian Serbs still haven't moved any of their weapons from around Sarajevo. NATO's agreed to stop its bombing raids if the Serbs withdraw their heavy weapons. Their other, smaller weapons can stay, but there will be more airstrikes if the Serbs show any aggression. Detectives are widening their search for the weapon used to murder Naomi Smith. The 15-year-old was sexually assaulted and stabbed to death in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. Naomi's friends and family are undergoing severe counselling. Sky News reporter Hazel Westwood says police believe the killer used a knife.
They do know it is a sharp implement. They haven't yet recovered that, and it is crucial to their investigation. And that is why that they're widening the search this morning to a couple of miles further out from Lisa's home and the site where her body was found.
Customs officers have made their third big heroin seizure this week. A haul of worth £6 million has been found in Ramsgate on a tourist bus from the Czech Republic. Customs have found almost £800 of heroin in the last 6 days, more than half the total amount of most years. Police are hunting an arsonist after a car was set on fire near a rugby club in Gloucester. All three emergency services were called to the Widenhall Boys Rugby Club in Tuffley Avenue just before 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, where a white Toyota car was well alight. A man was seen acting suspiciously at the time of the incident. He was later spotted driving off in a yellow Allegro. If you have any information, please call police in Gloucester. Labour supporters are out in force in the Forest of Dean this morning to welcome leading MP Dawn Primorolo. She's been twinned with the Forest prospective parliamentary candidate Diana Organ. It's hoped vital experience of cabinet jobs can be passed on. Diana says the new idea is a very good one.
The idea is that people that are in key marginal seats, candidates, will be twinned with an MP. And we've been very fortunate to have Dawn, who has come to support us today, because she is a key member of Labour front bench's treasury team.
The centre of Cheltenham may come to a standstill this morning as members of the March for Jesus process through the town. Over 400 people are expected to march through Montpellier, the promenade, and into St George's Row at about now. Police are warning motorists to avoid the town centre as much as possible. 7 Sound News, it's 11:03. And Gloucestershire's weather this afternoon, there'll be hazy sunshine and heavy storms with top temperatures of 18 degrees Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. Tonight, variable skies with some risk of thundery storms with mist and fog around dawn. Temperatures will fall to 10 Celsius, that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM News. Now you're up to date.
Aircheckdownloads.com.